How many female imams are there?
How many female imams are there? Good question. I think there are zero, meaning none. I think so. I think there's none. If I had to make an educated guess, I never counted myself personally, but I think there's zero. I think so.
But do we have female imams in this country?
Yeah, I mean, do you have them? I mean, maybe, but there shouldn't be, because Muslims, what they do is they follow divine revelation. And from the divine revelation is that there are certain responsibilities specifically for men and certain roles and responsibilities specifically for women. So when it comes to being the imam of a community, which I believe you're referring to, somebody who is the head of a mosque and leads the prayers there for the public, this is a role that Allah has designated for men. So even if there are female imams popping up in different communities here and there, this would be incorrect according to Islam. So hopefully there aren't any.
I'm genuinely intrigued to know. Of course, female priests have been around for some time. We've also seen the advent of female rabbis in this country. What is the picture for women leading prayer in Britain in Muslim communities?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that priests, they're, you know, a part of Christianity, and rabbis, they're a part of Judaism. And Christianity and Judaism, they're different religions from Islam. I don't know if you know that. So Islam, it's its own religion. And it's also interesting that you specifically compared Islam to those two religions because, you know, even according to their own tradition, their own scriptures, women taking on these positions would be specifically prohibited explicitly in their own books. But, you know, what has happened over time is there have been reformations. There are people who have changed the tradition. And perhaps that's why you're even bringing this up. You're perhaps suggesting the idea that, you know, these other traditions who used to hold these values, they made these changes. So what about Muslims? And I guess I would say that's kind of what differentiates Islam from the rest, is that we have a preserved religion that is divine. It's from the Creator. And if someone genuinely in this day and age wants to follow divine guidance from their Creator, then they have to just submit to the preserved teachings of Islam without changing it. But you know, another interesting thing is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he actually told us that we would follow in the footsteps of the Jews and Christians. And just like they broke into different branches and deviated, Muslims would as well. However, the ones who are truly successful are the ones who are going to stick to the true teachings of Islam without changing them, without deviating.
Do we have female imams